there is something profound that happens when you hurt other people's egos. And one thing that they will do, and kid you not, one thing that they will always do is they will always rally with your quote unquote enemies just to feel close to you. It's funny how things happen. Hi guys, my name is Janelle Roberts and welcome back to the To All The People podcast. I am so excited for this episode. So let's get into it. This conversation has been on my heart so heavy because I want to say probably last week, or I guess 2 weeks from now, I had one of the most profound things that have happened to me. I was actually cyberbullied for hurting someone else's ego. And what that means is, as we've talked about so many times on this podcast, is I will not be a people pleaser. And no one ever talks about the backlash that you get from being a people pleaser. What I did was, and I feel like lately I've just been hurting people's egos. I've been saying no, I've been removing myself from situation, but what I did not know, and maybe it's because I haven't been around a narcissist in so long, is the extreme lengths they would go to get their flying monkeys to rally against me, to abuse me and bully me on social media. I was getting an influx of messages saying, you're a mean girl, you're this and that. Didn't know what it was about. And then when I went to go look at the video, I saw that there was another creator that had made 5 TikToks about me, pressed 5 TikToks about me, making up an entire story, an entire situation of what had happened. And the funny thing is, before I watched the video, I remember calling them. I was like, this is dumb. This is stupid. Like, this is not that deep. Like, you know, I'm not the biggest fan of hers, but to go on and talk about her, I don't really care that much. We really aren't that close or anything. I was like, this is stupid. When I called her, the video stopped.
I also just want to say, when I called, she did not answer the phone. However, she did stop making TikToks about me because she knew, and I knew, that she lied.
But then when I finally saw the video, I audibly gasped, and then I started laughing at how much this person had completely lied. And what's even crazier is I talked to the host at the event, and the host literally was just like, I thought she was talking about a different event and a different person. I didn't even know it was you that she was talking about. And it's so crazy that she said that happened in my event that did not happen. Or the fact there was multiple different people who said, I didn't know that people would actually get on the internet and lie like this. Like, this is absolutely insane. On top of me having proof, receipts, timeline, and everything, you know what? I just felt like it wasn't my job or my responsibility to act out, because there is this thing that happens when you have a sense of who you are. When you have a sense of who you are, there is nothing that no one can say or do to you to make you believe that you did something wrong. And I am someone that has no problem admitting when I've done something wrong, but also, wow, envy and jealousy is a real thing, and you have to pay attention to your discernment. I knew from a very early age that my energy or who I was would make some people uncomfortable. I didn't know it then. So what I did was, and I've talked about it so many times on my podcast, is that I dimmed my light. I dimmed it all the time. I think after therapy and working on myself, one thing that God has been pushing me and teaching me to do is to not dim my light for others, but in fact, to step into my light. No one talks about what happens when you step into your light. And since I've stepped into my light, boy, how I've been making the narcissist so mad. Covert narcissism is so dangerous. And what they do is they victimize themselves. For instance, the situation, she got online, fabricated, said that I attacked her, said that I bullied her, made up the entire story. It was super over the top. And then you have another girl who's also a narcissist who's been stalking me for the last 7 or 8 months that I cut off because she formed a close friends list talking about me. She then went on to email me a bunch of emails. She started messaging my friends. It was just becoming a radical out of control, all because she thought I removed her from my close friends list when I in fact did, and I took a social media break. And this is a 33-year-old woman, by the way, took a social media break, and she went on a hate train of hating Janelle. Now, that goes back to my statement of, like, they just didn't like you. And it's also kind of obsessive and crazy when you really think about it. So for another girl to go on social media and make a post about me, it only makes sense for this girl who has been stalking me and is upset at me because I said no, because I hurt their ego when I said, you know what, I really did like you, but I can't be friends with someone that goes behind my back and talk about me instead of bringing it to me because you just ruined a healthy friendship based off of your own insecurities. It would make sense for her to go underneath another girl's post. It could be a girl from Nebraska saying she doesn't like me, but it makes sense for my enemies to come together just to be close to me. And I want you to hear me when I say that. When you hurt someone's ego, they don't know what to do. So what they're going to do is they're going to sit up. They're going to probably try to get a bunch of people, we call them flying monkeys, get a bunch of people to go on your page, or not even on your page, not even from a social media standpoint, but get a bunch of people to hate you even when you've done nothing wrong. And some of us will wallow in our sadness, and some of us would be like, oh my gosh, like I didn't do this, blah, 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 this, I need to respond. And I was having that moment for a while, but then when I realized it, I was like, I got to let go of ego and I got to focus on my own dignity, because one thing I'm not finna do is stoop down to someone's level. And one thing I'm not going to do is get on an app and bully or attack another woman. And what is so sad about it, and what was like super like foreboding and crazy, because I had a couple of friends and other influencers I was blocked from the page, was they were telling me that she had people guessing who it was. And when they didn't guess me correctly, she deleted other influencers' name and she started adding my initials. And then she said podcasting housewife. And then another thing that was super, super insane about it was she deleted any comments so people could agree with her. Anyone that disagreed with her, she deleted it. And when we think about covert narcissism, we have to think about how they are. The number one thing they're going to do is they're going to rally up troops. Even if you disagree with them, they're going to rally up troops. And when people were coming to my page calling me a bully and a mean girl, I took that as my advantage to be like, okay, you know what? This is the perfect time for me to go ahead and block out people and block people, because that's not what I tolerate on my page. It was important for me to not make a TikTok or a video about it, because I care about my platform and I care about the people that are following me, and I never want people to go underneath someone else's page to bully them or to give them hate. But all of this happened because I hurt someone's ego. All of this happened because I unfollowed someone. And was so unfortunate about the entire situation that happened was we were at an all-white event. I brought my black friend with me, which I always do, and I know I'm going to be the only black girl. And there are a bunch of other white women there who were not friendly, who did make me feel uncomfortable, who I'm sure made her feel uncomfortable. But because she is so tied to whiteness and white acceptance, she made a video about the only other black girl there and went online and said that I abused her and attacked her, embedding all of the racial stereotypes that come with being a black woman. And I feel like there was a little bit of a colorism thing there, because I'm with my best friend who is a darker complected woman, so saying we attacked you and bullied you, it's just a lot of embedded things. But the unfortunate circumstances, the unfortunate thing that I realized was that I knew that when I unfollowed her, and I unfollowed her 2 to 3 months ago, I knew that when I unfollowed her that there would be backlash. And even with the first friendship I told you about, I knew that there would be backlash. And when this situation was going on, my first initial instinct, and I'm sure most of our first initial instinct, is to go on this blame game. Like, it's my fault. I should have never did this. I should have never done that. Like, this is too much. Like, I should never did this. I should never done that. And that was my first initial headspace. That was exactly where my mind went to first. That was exactly what I was feeling. And Luke had to pull me, and he was like, you are not going to go back to that place when you were in an abusive household where you were blaming yourself for someone else's actions. And I think sometimes we can blame ourselves for being too kind or too nice or being too nice to the wrong people. And I sometimes get mad at myself for ignoring the signs and ignoring the red flags. And it's a very hard thing. And I think that that's what makes us shut down. I think that what makes us be afraid to be vulnerable is the precinct that if I open up my heart to this person, or if I am kind, then I might get hurt. The girl that made the TikToks to me, I don't owe her anything, because I'm not a fan, to be honest. Like, when someone is constantly going viral from scandals and bringing other people down, I can't do it. So I don't owe her anything. However, the first friendship was someone that was honestly a hater that was super close to me and watching me from a bird's eye view. You know, she would make passive comments to me saying, My manager said that she don't have enough followers to come to our management, knowing that I didn't ask her for the management. When I moved in my house, she said, you know, home ownership is super expensive. Like, but congrats though. I remember one time I called her when she was in the car with her husband, and her husband made a comment saying, well, you know what? You must not want your podcast to go viral. Like, you need me to help you go viral. And it was just like all of these digs that kept going on. And I feel like when this person like blocked me from social media because they thought I removed them from my close friend list, I took that as a sign of God and was like, okay, perfect. You remove this person out of my life so I don't have to deal with it. But for them to keep coming back and for them to keep going on this hate train, for them to keep trying to get people to hate me, from messaging my friends, from fabricating lies, from doing all of this, like it just kind of sat with me. I was like, wow, this is narcissism to a T. This is sociopathic behavior, and it all happened to me because I said no. And one thing that I will say is you will never, ever, ever abuse me and try to force me into liking you. Whatever you got coming my way, so be it. Because one thing that I want to say is I probably know for certain that she is listening to this podcast. One thing I want to say right now is no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and I mean that in the best way possible. And one thing that I will say is a lot of times you need to look inward and stop looking so outward, because the projection you feel is not the lack of your own beauty. The presence of another woman is not the absence of your own. And lately, this seems to be a constant thing where I'm hurting other people's egos because I refuse to be a yes man. I refuse to allow you to put me down. I refuse to follow the rules, and I refuse to play by your book. And if I don't do that, then you are going to abuse me. And what's so unfortunate is after this person made all of these social media posts about me and all of these people came on my page to bully me, is that these people that came on my page to bully me and leave these comments don't even realize that they are a victim to the narcissist behavior. That's when we get called flying monkeys. When someone can convince you otherwise of what someone else has done, that is not normal behavior. I want you to realize that as you continue to step into you, who you are, because we keep talking about no more people-pleasing tendencies. We aren't even touching grass or touching the surface on what it means to actually say no to the narcissist and how they will react to you. How they will react to you. And to think that I'm a 28-year-old woman who's been done with this, who has amazing, amazing women in my life, who has amazing friendships, who has friends that show me who they are. And there's a famous quote by James Baldwin that says, if I love you, then I must show you who you are. My friends don't let me slide with shit. My friends don't let me do stupid shit. And I feel like these are the type of people, they are the product of not having good women around them. And when they get a good woman around them, they abuse them, they mistreat them, they envy them, and they put them down. And I've never been someone that's like, oh, she's jealous of me or she's envious of me, but it's honestly so insane how someone can get on the internet and lie and say that you did something to them that did not even happen. There was no altercation. There was no screaming. There was no yelling. There wasn't even anything. There was a hi, you look nice on my part, and I kept it moving. Has this person made me feel uncomfortable in spaces multiple times? Yes, she has. Is she not the friendliest? Yes, she's not. On top of that, has she made other Black women feel uncomfortable? Yes. Is there talk about some of the things that she's done to me, that she's done to other people? 1,000%. And just having to sit up and remind myself that I've done nothing wrong, I kept going into this mind space of I have to defend myself. And one thing that kept coming to me was this, like, one thing that kept coming to me is, Janelle, some people are troubled in spirit and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. And they will blame you and use you as arsenic as to why they aren't spending that time working on themselves. Because no one should be so bothered by you removing access of yourself from them, because they aren't secure with themselves, because they don't know who they are. And so reaping that is just too much. And I feel like I have too much love and light going on in my life. And I had to remind myself, I was like, I've been here before. You know, there was a period where my sisters didn't talk to me for years because of our narcissists. And it wasn't because they believed what the narcissist was saying. They just didn't want to hear the brunt of our narcissist abusing them. So they thought that in an effort to please our narcissist, it'd be best if they just fall back. And in that process, the narcissist was able to manipulate them and abuse them in one one thing that I've been fortunate enough to understand and know is to just take a step back and to fall the fuck back and just let things work it out. There is no way for me to have an enemy. I don't have enemies. There isn't anyone that I hate, but I do pity people. And these are the type of people that I pity because they will never figure it out. And there's a perfect quote that says, sometimes people don't understand this, but you have to look at mental illness as like a disability. They just won't get it. They will continue to project and they will continue to blame other people for their lack of. So when you continue to establish these boundaries and move onto your beaten path and move into your direction, things like this will happen. It might not be as like big or as notorious as this or even as stupid, but it is so important to recognize and recognize who you are and getting to know yourself, because the moment that you get to know yourself, there is nothing. And when I say nothing, there is not a damn thing that anybody can say to you that will ever and could ever change how you feel and how you see yourself. And I want to applaud myself on going to therapy and working on those areas of my life. You are so powerful that your enemies have to feel close to you. You are so powerful that your enemies have to come together to spread lies about you. You are so powerful and so powerful that your enemies have to rally up troops to come and attack you. But it never works out. It never works out in their favor. There's always karma. And I always say this, I will be the last person they do this to, because the next person they do this to, it's not going to end well. And I also 1000% realized that I completely manifested that this was going to happen. I knew that once I cut off the girl that was stalking me and decided I no longer wanted to be her friend, even like sending her a nice like peace out letter, I knew that she wasn't going to stop. And you cannot be charming, you cannot be pretty, and you cannot be nice in this life. I hate to say it that way because people will try to poke holes in the foundation. And one of my friends had to point out to me, and I want y'all to pay attention to you to this, because some of y'all might be like, I don't know why she's jealous of me, I just don't have it like that. Nah, babes, listen, your light makes people uncomfortable. Your smile makes people uncomfortable. That's why I keep reiterating, when you walk into a room, all eyes are on you, because I want you to understand that. Like, I think, I know for certain that it's my energy. It's the way that I talk. It's the way that I treat people. I get to have loving people around me, and I get to have people that love me for free and vice versa. And also being able to move throughout life without ever seeing anyone as my competition or my friendships. Like, I could be having the worst possible day in my life, and one of my best friends could call me and be like, Janelle, just guess what? I just got my dream job. I'm traveling to Italy. And you know how I'm going to feel? I'm going to feel so happy and so proud of them. That's actually going to change my entire day, because I get to be around women that inspire me every single day. Every single day. And for someone to do something like this, this is not inspirational at all. This is not. And then to make 5 videos calling you jealous and... it's so weird because I haven't made a single one. Like, it's just, it doesn't make sense, because I feel like 5 TikToks is excessive. One of, like, it's just too much. One of them was like, she would be dead to me. It's just too much. And I know that the girl that went and lied and said that I was envious and jealous, I know she feels bad about doing it. I know she does, because there's no good feeling that comes with trying to tear another woman down, especially another Black woman down, in an oversaturated app of people that don't look like us. Like, what good does that come with? What good does that come with? You have to get rid of ego and focus on dignity and move with class and move with grace. And one of my favorite things to practice in situations like this is the gray rock method. What you do is you act like a rock. When you think about a rock, nothing can break a rock. You kick a rock, you get scuffed up. When you really think about it that way and you just give them nothing to work with, eventually it dies out. And then maybe they'll try to find something else. But I am so okay with people not liking me, because I'm not for everyone. And you have to understand that. You have to make sure that you're not being coaxed into believing something that isn't true. Because you might have a friend that's trying to manipulate you. And you might have a friend that probably did all of this shit that they're lying and saying that you did. But because they're your friend, because they're your homegirl, you're just like, oh yeah, girl, I see you. And no, the most important thing you can do is go get an identity, and people will hate you for having one. People will hate you for being different. People will hate you for having your own ideas. People will hate you for being yourself. People will hate you for showing up as you are. Do not be coaxed and do not be fooled into believing something that you know isn't true. Recognize narcissism, because there's so many different forms, and the one that's the most prominent is covert narcissists. It's the victimizations. It's something that we see our white counterparts do a lot, victimizing and making it seem like someone badgered them. You would think that I grabbed this girl and pushed her up against the wall and choked her out. This was 2-3 months ago. If we know this creator to be someone that always hops online and talks about things that happen, you just now saw that I unfollowed you. So if this really happened, you would have made a TikTok long ago saying that I did that. But also, that lets me know that you were cognizant to how you were mistreating me at that event. And because I didn't care, you got upset. You got upset that I wasn't kissing your ass. You got upset that I was laughing with my friend. You got upset that I was in my own world. And most importantly, you got upset over the bond that you saw two young Black women having that you don't have in your life, which is unfortunate. And that's what comes with constantly chasing white validation. And I want y'all to understand that. I know that I got different types of people on here, but yeah, don't go underneath her post and say anything, but I just want you to know, and I want you to understand that in the process of getting to know you, in the process of getting to where you want to get to in life, you are about to piss so many people off just by being authentically you. And you might hit a wall where you're just like, damn God, like, what is going on? I'm minding my own business. I want you to realize that there is power on the other side of that, because you might just be being tested. Do I respond? No, you don't respond, because why are you going to sit up here and defend yourself against something that you did not do? This is senseless. This makes no sense. This is actually scary behavior. What you got to do is fall back and let God handle it. Let God handle it, because karma is a real thing. I never want to be the demise of someone's career or someone's path. Do I have the receipts? Do I have every type of proof that you could think of? 1,000%. But do I want that on my shoulder and on my chest? No, I do not. You got to fall back and just let it all pan out, because it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with you. I had someone that pointed something out to me recently, and she said to me, she was like, you need to be afraid of that creator that made those videos of you. And I said, why? And she says, I went back 2 years, Janelle, and I don't know if you noticed this, but everything that you did, she did. When you started your podcast, she started hers. She was releasing it days apart, Janelle. I didn't even know that. That was just a feeling. And that lets you know, because I'm not trying to be funny. I don't pay attention to anyone but myself. That's how I feel about it. And you have to understand that, wow, hell will feel like it's cracking from the ceiling and just flushing you out and suffocating you and drowning you. It will feel like that. Because whenever you decide to break a cycle and remove yourself from a narcissist, they are going to try to make your life hell, and they are going to try to justify their behaviors, because deep down, they know that what they did to you is wrong. And for some reason, they might try to go talk about you to other people, and people might disagree with it, which happens all the time. So what they're going to do is they're going to probably go to someone else or get on an app like this one and fabricate an entire story and make up a situation that did not happen, because people on the internet, we don't care about the truth. We care about the trauma. They are going to go underneath and go attack this other person. She rallied for me to get bullied. She rallied for people to come on my page and bully me. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of messages. But she did not win, because I came out of it stronger. Actually, after this podcast, I'm on my way to go have me a good day. I'm taking my engagement pictures next week in California. I'm going to Europe real soon. I'm going on my first brand trip with my management company. Like, life is great. And it's just like, we have to stay focused on the path. We might get distracted. Shit might fuck us up for a little bit. We might get in our feelings. It might be a little too much. But babes, get back on the path. Give yourself that moment, because I had a moment, and one thing I'm not is a victim. I had a moment, and not even a moment of self-pity, but I had a moment of blame where I was just like, I just wish I would have never been nice to the friend that went underneath the page and was communicating with her, because she did this before. This is very weird to me. I knew it was going to happen. And And it's important to have people around you that say, don't blame yourself for being nice. Don't blame yourself for trying to be a good friend. Don't blame yourself, because that's a them thing. And they have to sit with that. And they have to sit with that knowing that they did you dirty. And also, karma is real. Like, I'm not even kidding. Being misunderstood is such a powerful thing in a lot of ways. But what you have to understand is you do not need to defend things that are defenseless. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, you don't need to sit up and try to defend something. You will drive yourself insane sitting up here saying, well, I didn't do this and I didn't do that. No, because why does it matter? Why does it matter at this point if you know you didn't do it? There is no point in you rallying and trying to get people to understand your viewpoint. And that's why I say you have to let go of ego and focus on dignity. Your ego will kill you. I'm telling you right now. And what I just did here was I have wounded two people's egos, two narcissist egos who have come together to try to break me as a person, and it did not happen. I am still standing, and I'm going to keep going. And I'm so thankful for my tenacity, and I'm so thankful for all of the many blessings that are going to continue to pour into my life. And I'm so thankful that I'm able to come out of this situation still having a soft heart. I want you to know that you are going to piss people off just by saying no, just by getting rid of your people-pleasing tendency. And that's when you're going to be challenged with, should I go back to being how I was before? Should I go back to being a yes man? Should I go back to trying to be accepted? Should I go back to just agreeing? That's when you're going to be challenged, and you're going to have to decide in that moment, do I want to be someone's personal playground? Do I want to be walked all over? Is that something that I want? Is that something that I'm looking forward to? Because the answer is going to always be no. No. You are meant to climb mountains. And most importantly, you are meant to disrupt rooms. You are meant to make people uncomfortable. You are meant to force people to look in the mirror. You are meant, you are literally meant to be revolutionary. You are meant to disrupt spaces and atmospheres just by your smile, because it is not a you thing, it is a them thing. And it is not your responsibility to push people to be the best version of themselves, because when you think about all the hell that you went through to get through where you are right now, oh, babes, come on. You know that it's possible for anyone else. We move with love in our heart, not with hate. Nah, we don't have time for that. We want our life to be abundant and beautiful and blissful. That's what we want. We move with pride, and we move with dignity, not with ego, because in the places that we're going, ego cannot exist, but dignity can. Dignity will give you the space to walk away. Dignity will give you the space to not give this your energy. And identity will too, because some people's identity is morphed around bullying and being mean and lying and coming up with stuff. And all I have to say with that, it's unfortunate, but you reap what you sow. It's unfortunate the views are low, but you reap what you sow. If you have to bait me and use me for views, then so be it. But you reap what you sow. Nothing good ever comes out of using someone and lying and manipulating and putting someone down to get ahead. Nothing ever good comes out of it. And when you look around and you see people that's doing that, don't even say nothing. Let them do them, and you keep it pushing. I know I went off on this podcast, but yeah, that's all I have to say. Happy Monday, guys. Let's go. Let's try to have a good day. Let's focus on ourselves. Let's keep moving forward. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. I'm so excited for the upcoming episodes that we have coming. And if you haven't, guys, be sure to check out To All the People I Love Before Loving Me. It's my personal book. I wrote it a couple of years ago. And also some books that I recommend for dealing with a narcissist is 13 Things Mentally Strong People Don't Do by Amy Morin, and Healing the Daughters of Narcissistic Abuse, Will I Ever Be Good Enough by Carol McBride. Just realize that you are not the problem. You are not difficult to love. And do some inner work. Like, if you feel like something's off and you feel like something's wrong, it's so easy for us to blame other people. And it's so easy for us to blame ourselves. Like, if you're someone like me, I blame myself when something doesn't work out. But that's trauma from dealing with a narcissist. But we're nobody's victims, babes. We are survivors, and we keep going, and we love people through the process. Healing is not linear, but it doesn't have to be mean and rude and nasty. And me encountering people to this level of cruelness and evilness, it's kind of insane, because this is the type of shit that you see in the movies. That's what one of my friends said. I just had to rewatch that because I can't believe that she just straight up lied. Janelle, this is insane. This is the type of stuff you see in the movies. And it will all come out. Like, everything will come out. Like, it is what it is. But I wish you all the best. No bullying, no going of anybody else's page. Just let it be. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. We have money to make, dreams to chase, places to travel, and people to see. I love you guys so, so much. And thank you so much for tuning in to the To All The People podcast. Hope y'all have a great day. Bye.